The very first effect when we started entering it was in 1998. The Chandler wobble came to a halt. It's a very, very slow wobble of the Earth around its geographic pole. And that came to a halt as we started moving through the Dark Rift, and now it's erratic. There's a whole series of events that we have modeled out in moving through this galactic gravitational wave. A number of them have already started to happen. As I mentioned almost 2 years ago, the number one thing that people should take notice of is that the Earth will undergo a great number of earthquakes, many more than it's ever seen in our recorded history.
And I would guess they would be pretty large ones.
They're much larger. They're larger and they're more frequent. In fact, because this is so important, I mentioned this on the show and that this would be occurring and that it had already started occurring about 2 years ago and you would continue to see an increase. The official USGS position at that time was that, no, this is not occurring. People just want to see what they want to see in the data. Now, 2 years later, the data is, their own data is screaming of the fact that the number of massive earthquakes worldwide has increased 6 to 10 times the normal number of earthquakes per year. And they're not occurring just on the major fault lines on the planet. They are occurring everywhere in diverse places. In fact, last night in the middle of China, where we don't believe there was a major fault line, another 6.5 happened. There's at least one a week greater than six that's now happening around the planet. If you go to thehorizonproject.com and go to the news section, the very top news is the latest USGS information about large earthquakes graphed out for you. So you can just, at a quick glance, for the last 100 years, you can see what's happening. So this is absolutely not normal.
Brent, let's talk a little bit about some of the past evidence for some of these events that have occurred. When you talk about these massive underwater cities suddenly sinking, kind of paint a picture for me. Let's say the population, they're doing their daily thing, and what's going on?
Okay, well, as I'm sure you're aware, nearly every primitive culture on all the continents have legends and folklores of prior civilizations to them,
right,
that they related as having great scientific knowledge and technology. Many of these cultures even indicated that their prior civilizations, of which they don't have any of this technology and knowledge, had flying machines. Everybody, for the most part, is familiar with the story of Atlantis and how it sunk in a single day.
Well, that's a good point.
And we refer to that as legend. But then again, if you look in the legends of Atlantis, it was written by an individual who claimed to be a historian, and he was claiming to relate historical fact. And that his own writing indicated it wasn't a legend, that it was fact. But the knowledge that we have been collecting and the information we've been collecting around the world does suggest that this actually was the case. So as civilization grows, such as our civilization, we do amass technology, the ability to create electricity, the ability to create meteorology, to circumnavigate the globe, to build flying machines. Now, should a sudden shift befall the planet, a third of the planet will die probably within 24 to 48 hours, which is approximately all the people living within 100 miles of the coast. This is very grim, 100 miles of the coast. And then after that, there will be disease and famine, because in our high-tech society, we go to grocery stores for food. And how do we get there? We go with gas and electricity to pump it into our cars. Well, you don't have electricity now. You don't have the gas. You don't have the food in the stores. Now what do you do?